he brought the council out closer to the people and brought all the relevant agencies with it as well. I suppose he made the council the real leader in the development of the county. And I suppose there was challenges in that, but I think the vision and the plan that he had for the council when he arrived here in 1994 was huge. And in fairness to the elected members of Donegal County Council, they gave them the backing and the endorsement to do that. When you look at the vision and the plan that he had for the five area offices in Cairndonagh, in Donegal, in Dunloe, in Milford and Letterkenny, it was about bringing the services closer to the people. And also during that challenging time, then when he went on, at a time when we had the job losses in Fruit of the Loom and indeed the job losses later on in Unify, his commitment then to, I suppose, bring the all the sectors together and the commitment then stepping in at a challenging time to be the chairman of the governing body of what was the RTC and then Letterkenny Institute of Technology at a very important time, and to give his commitment to that as well. But also as chairman of the Donegal Enterprise Board, he was fully committed. And then if you remember, the Donegal Task Force was brought into being as well. And it was about bringing all the agencies together to play to their strengths, and I suppose to ensure that the situation was in place to allow people to upskill, to go back to education and to prepare themselves for the whole IT sector that was coming in stream at the time. But he had that ability of bringing people together, bringing out the best in people and doing what was best for Donegal and his people. And he had the council and to the fore of that, but the elected members right across all the political divide all given the full support and endorsement to do that.
As you said there, he was very involved in the transition from RTC to LYIT, and it's a contribution which paved the way for what has now become the ATU, and work that was done in the mid to late 90s laid the foundation for what we have today.
There's absolutely no doubt about that, and he had a huge passion and belief of what Donegal needed to be. And I suppose he made no bones about, I suppose, the challenges that Donegal had in the past and the challenges of partition. And he always believed that the Donegal people have given the same opportunity as the rest could do better. And I think that's there and is evident today by the many jobs that we have in that whole area. And if you look back to things like the County Development Board, and, you know, at a time when he was the first as a council to invest what was the fibre optic broadband at the time, to ensure that the companies in Letterkenny and Primerica was the first at that time to make sure that we had the competitive edge, that we had the same competitive edge to allow job creation in the whole area, and that opened up the new Business Park Road and all by the council at the time. It was a huge vision, but it was a huge passion for Donegal and his people. And you know, many other projects that he was involved in since my time being elected to the council in 1999, right up to his time in 2010. I mean, it was about making this county a better place to work, to live in, and to invest. And he'd done that with so many projects, the sports centre in Ara, the Ingrainian Theatre, many of the two town parks, the Bernard Lynchie Town Park, the Ballymacool. But many different projects, the new site for the courthouse at the old pool. It was about bringing us up to a level playing field. And he had huge energy. I mean, I can't think of another public servant that gives so much time at a local level, but had the massive respect at national level as well, and led many deputations to government buildings, to many Taoiseachs, to many government ministers.